following presentation, Janet, TNE Activities, was given by Josh Howlett of Janet at Network Shop 42 in April 2014.
Okay, good afternoon everyone. Thanks Tim, my name is Josh Howlett. I'm Janet's head of global delivery. I wanted to just spend a few minutes just talking very briefly about the work that we've been doing at Janet to try and improve our preparedness and the capabilities that we're able to offer the Janet community in terms of their transnational education activities that they wish to increasingly pursue overseas. Come on in. No. There are a number of motivations to this area of work. The first is, as I just mentioned, an increasing community requirement. We also want to provide our community with a one-stop shop. We don't want to have to force you to go out to other providers where you have a connectivity requirement overseas. We'd like to be able to offer you a consistent service. There's an obvious opportunity to cut costs and risks across the sector, the work that we've been doing in Malaysia, which Jason will be talking about shortly, will sort of demonstrate this. We want to move from a reactive posture to a more proactive stance. Previously, we were we've been dealing with incidents, for example, or requirements as they've come up. And instead we'd like to be able to plan be more organised as we move forwards. So back in July, in fact shortly after last year's network shop, where we sort of decided that Janet needed to take some more structured work in this area, we developed a strategy to support the community's TNE requirement, and you can see it here. Effectively, it breaks down into two components. The first is that we will endeavour to provide the community with connections in the global markets of interest. And we'll do that either by obtaining connectivity from commercial providers, or where possible, by making reuse of our peer networks, peer research and education networks, in other global regions, and of course there are many, many other organisations similar to Janet operating elsewhere in the world. So the first of these aspects is Janet Global Connect, which is a pilot service which is now ready for use. And as I mentioned before, it's essentially commercial ISP connections that we procure and that we manage on your behalf. So you come to us, you say, we need a connection to this address, that connection has to have these sorts of properties, and then we will go away and provide and get sort of costed quotes and put together something. Then we will then manage the relationship with the provider for you. We think that we're adding a lot of value here because we're able to exploit the expertise that we have in-house in terms of procuring connectivity, both domestic and international. We also have extensive global transit, which is sort of a fairly important part of this, obviously, as we're dealing with commercial ISPs. And also private peerings is an important part of this as well. We have peerings in London and in Manchester with many of these commercial ISPs. The first of these connections is now live, more or less, and Jason will be again talking about this shortly. This is a connection, a 1 gig connection to EduCity, which is connecting the universities of Newcastle and Southampton. And we've got a number of other discussions underway with a number of universities at the moment as well. In parallel to that, we're developing what we're describing as strategic alliances on transnational education with other research and education networks around the world. The idea here really is to, obviously these other organisations sort of have a similar mission, similar capabilities to what Janet has, and we have very good relationships with these other networks. There is a lot of existing global research and education infrastructure that exists, and it makes sense to see if we can, as it were, piggyback on this infrastructure for the purposes of hooking up campuses and other TNE activities overseas. So the first of these was agreed back in December with CERNET, which is the Chinese network for higher education. And this provides for use of the Orient Plus connection, which is a 10 gig connection between London and Beijing, for the use of transnational education. So for example, if you have partnerships over in China, we will almost certainly be able to provide you with better connectivity through the use of this strategic alliance. We do need to know about the activities that you have over there for you to benefit from this, because we need to work with CERNET to do the necessary engineering over there. Yes, this should really improve connectivity for any sort of TNE activity that is connected to the CERNET network. And we're also discussing similar partnerships with other research and education networks at the moment as well. Finally, we're currently doing quite a bit of market research. We're trying to understand in detail what the requirement for transnational education is within our community. And we've contracted with the Observatory on Borderless Higher Education to do this. A few weeks ago, we ran a series of focus groups. I'm not sure if any of you were attended any of those. We had about, I think, somewhere around 30 to 40 universities come along, and we had some really good discussions about what the requirements were today and what the requirements they see are going forward. And this is important because potentially a lot of the work that would be necessary to support these requirements will require a lot of investment. Connectivity, particularly on a global scale, isn't cheap. So the more information we can get about the requirement, the better and easier we can build the business case. There'll be a report coming out in July, which should make really interesting reading, and that will be available to the community, and you'll be able to get a view on what our community, what our sector as a whole is doing in terms of transnational education and what the requirements are. So, just wrapping this up very quickly, we now have a solution for you for branch campuses overseas. If you have a requirement, contact the Janet service desk, as you would do for any other Janet service, or talk to Bayou, who I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And similarly, if you have any sort of TNE activity in China, whether that's a branch campus or a partnership with a Chinese institution, we may be able to really significantly improve connectivity to those activities. So again, contact the Janet service desk or talk to Bayou. If your institution has not already provided some input into the OBHE's research, then now is a really good time to do that, because the cutoff is approaching fairly soon. They want to start writing up their report. Like I said, a good chunk of universities have already done this. If you're not certain that that's been done by your institution, then please get in touch with me and I can make the necessary arrangements to allow that. Finally, we're always open to suggestions, ideas, criticisms. If you've got any of these, then please let me know, drop me a line, and be very happy to discuss that with you, of course. I'm around for a bit after the session, but unfortunately other businesses dragging me away from Leeds. Bayou will be around, I think, tomorrow, is that right? Yeah. Obviously you can talk with Bayou as well. Other than that, feel free to drop us a line at any time. Thank you.
This recording was brought to you by Janet Training as part of NetWorkshop Online. Further information is available on our website at at www.ja.net/training.